this far? Did you find out what's inside? Can you tell me what I'm doing? Is it something I should hide? I don't know for sure. Don't wanna find out what I left there for. I'm not scared and I'm not lonely. Saving all my money, all my breath. I'm not looking for an answer or asking anyone to second guess. Well, you told me all your secrets, so I filled you up with lies. Now I'm living honestly because I said goodbye. Don't care anymore. Don't wanna find out what I left there for. I'm not scared and I'm not lonely. Saving all my money, all my breath. I'm not looking for an answer or asking anyone to second guess. Control was getting so offensive. Now you want me back for more, and I just won't go home. If you think you know the answers, then you've got a lot of gall. It gives you satisfaction knowing nothing at all. I don't care anymore. Don't wanna find out what I left there for. I'm not scared and I'm not lonely. Saving all my money, all my breath. I'm not looking for an answer or asking anyone to second guess. I'm not scared and I'm not lonely. Saving all my money, all my breath. I'm not looking for an answer or asking anyone to second guess. Take a second guess. Oh yeah. Take a second guess. Oh yeah. Take a second guess.
Save time in a bottle. The first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. Wishes and dreams that had never come true. The box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do.
have a slightly different set than last time, and that Jordan isn't here. Here comes another sappy song. I've never actually sang before in public, so you have to forgive me, but you can feel free to join in on the choruses. I'm sure it's familiar.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Oh, I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potion in the traveling show. Oh, I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss. Well, a few of those verses, well, they got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is what I really mean. Yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Recognize these next few, so we won't give you an intro. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Okay.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains. sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a hay street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night, doing land where my heart lies. minds distracted and diffused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep, kiss you.
This book I thought was particularly appropriate since we've been talking about expansive language. It's called Politically Correct Bedtime Stories, Modern Tales for Our Life and Times. And I'm going to be reading Cinderella. There once lived a young woman named Cinderella, whose natural birth mother had died when Cinderella was but a child. A few years after, her father married a widow with two older daughters. Cinderella's mother of step treated her very cruelly, and her sisters of step made her work very hard, as if she were their own personal unpaid laborer. One day, an invitation arrived at their house. The prince was celebrating his exploitation of the dispossessed and marginalized peasantry by throwing a fancy dress ball. Cinderella's sisters of step were very excited to be invited to the palace. They began to plan the expensive clothes that they would use to alter and enslave their natural body images to emulate an unrealistic standard of feminine beauty. It was especially unrealistic in their case, as they were differently visaged enough to stop a clock. Her mother of step also planned to go to the ball, so Cinderella was working harder than a dog. An appropriate, if unfortunately speciesist metaphor. When the day of the ball arrived, Cinderella helped her mother and sisters of step into their ball gowns. A formidable task. It was like trying to force 10 pounds of processed non-human animal carcasses into a 5-pound skin. Next came immense cosmetic augmentation, which it would be best not to describe at all. As evening fell, her mother and sisters of step left Cinderella at home to finish her housework. Cinderella was sad, but she contented herself with her Holly Near records. Suddenly, there was a flash of light, and in front of Cinderella stood a man dressed in loose-fitting, all-cotton clothes and wearing a wide-brimmed hat. At first, Cinderella thought he was a Southern lawyer or a band leader, but he soon put her straight. "Hello, Cinderella. I am your fairy godperson. or individual deity proxy, if you prefer. So you want to go to the ball, eh? And bind yourself into the male concept of beauty, squeeze into some tight-fitting dress that will cut off your circulation, jam your feet into high-heeled shoes that will ruin your bone structure, paint your face with chemicals and makeup that have been tested on non-human animals? Oh, yes, definitely, she said in an instant. Her fairy godperson heaved a great sigh and decided to put off her political education until another day. With his magic, he enveloped her in a beautiful, bright light and whisked her away to the palace. Many, many carriages were lined up outside the palace that night. Apparently, no one had ever thought of carpooling. Soon, in a heavy, gilded carriage, painfully pulled by a team of horse slaves, Cinderella arrived. She was dressed in a clinging gown woven of silk stolen from unsuspecting silkworms. Her hair was festooned with pearls plundered from hard-working, defenseless oysters. And on her feet, dangerous though it may seem, she wore slippers made of finely cut crystal. Every head in the ballroom turned as Cinderella entered. The men stared at and lusted after this woman who had captured perfectly their Barbie doll ideas of feminine desirability. The woman, trained at an early age to despise their own bodies, looked at Cinderella with envy and spite. Cinderella's own mother and sisters of step, consumed with jealousy, failed to recognize her. Cinderella soon caught the roving eye of the prince, who was busy discussing jousting and bear baiting with his cronies. Upon seeing her, the prince was struck with a fit of not being able to speak as well as the majority of the population. Here, he thought, is a woman that I could make my princess and impregnate with the progeny of our perfect genes, and thus make myself the envy of every other prince for miles around. And she's blonde, too. The prince began to cross the ballroom toward his intended prey. His cronies also began to walk toward Cinderella. So did every other male in the ballroom who was younger than 70 and not serving drinks. Cinderella was proud of the commotion she was causing. She walked with head high and carried herself like a woman of eminent social standing. But soon it became clear that the commotion was turning into something ugly, or at least socially dysfunctional. The prince had made it clear to his friends that he was intent on possessing this young woman. But the prince's resoluteness angered his pals, for they too lusted after her and wanted to own her. The men began to shout and push each other. The prince's best friend, who was a large, if cerebrally constrained duke, stopped himself halfway across the dance floor and insisted that he was going to have Cinderella. The prince's response was a swift kick to the groin, which left the duke temporarily inactive. But the prince was quickly seized by other sex-crazed males, and he disappeared into a pile of human animals. The women were appalled by this vicious display of testosterone, but try as they might, they were unable to separate the combatants. To the other women, it seemed that Cinderella was the cause of all the trouble, so they encircled her and began to display very unsisterly hostility. She tried to escape, but her impractical glass slippers made it nearly impossible. Fortunately for her, none of the other women were shod any better. The noise grew so loud that no one heard the clock in the tower chime midnight. When the bell rang the 12th time, Cinderella's beautiful gown and slippers disappeared, and she was dressed once again in her peasant's rags. Her mother and sisters of step recognized her now, but kept quiet to avoid embarrassment. The women grew silent at this magical transformation. Freed from the confinements of her gown and slippers, Cinderella sighed and stretched and scratched her ribs. She smiled, closed her eyes, and said, "Kill me now if you want, sisters, but at least I'll die in comfort." The women around her again grew envious, but this time they took a different approach. Instead of exacting vengeance on her, they stripped off their bodices, corsets, shoes, and every other confining garment. They danced and jumped and screeched in sheer joy, comfortable at last in their shifts and bare feet. Had the men looked up from their macho dance of destruction, they would have seen many desirable women dressed as if for the boudoir. But they never ceased pounding, punching, kicking, and clawing each other until to the last man they were dead. The women clucked their tongues but felt no remorse. The palace and realm were theirs now. Their first official act was to dress the men in their discarded dresses and tell the media that the fight arose when someone threatened to expose the cross-dressing tendencies of the prince and his cronies. Their second was to set up a clothing co-op that produced only comfortable, practical clothes for women. Then they hung a sign on the castle advertising cinderwear, for that was what the new clothing was called. And through self-determination and clever marketing, they all, even the mother and sisters of Step, lived happily ever after. The end.
Baby, I've been searching like everybody else. Can't say nothing different about myself. Sometimes I'm an angel and sometimes I'm cruel. And when it comes to love, I'm just another fool. Yes, I'll climb the mountain. I'm gonna swim the sea. There ain't no act of God, girl, could keep you safe from me. My arms are reaching out, out across this canyon. I'm asking you to be my true companion, true companion, true companion. So don't you dare and try to walk away. I've got my heart set on our wedding day. I've got this vision of a girl in white. Made my decision that it's you, all right. When I take your hand, I'll watch my heart set sail. I'll take my trembling fingers and I'll lift up your veil. And then I'll take you home.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go
ahead. When the years have done irreparable harm, I can see us walking slowly arm in arm. Just like that couple on the corner do, cause girl, I will always be in love with you. And when I look in your eyes, I'll still see that spark. Until the shadows fall, until the room grows dark. Then when I leave this earth, I'll meet with the angels standing. I'll be out there waiting for my true companion, just for my true companion, true companion. True
When's the date? You know, have you set a date yet and all that? And I just wanted to dispel the rumors and, you know, quiet the talk and to say, yes, we are engaged.
And so with that.
Our last song is by No Date, No Date, No Date. We haven't got that far.
No.
Our last song is by someone who was here a couple years ago, Dave Farrow. Some of you might remember him. The song is called The Trees Are Green.
Mm-hmm.
the venue today. I must admit to you, oh, I don't know what to say. Oh, except that I love you in every kind of way. And the trees still are green. I remember exactly what you had on, and everybody said, oh, David, you're crazy. Everybody said she's way, way too young, and I said, oh yeah, so what, maybe. And the trees are green today. And I don't know how long that they will stay that way, but one thing's for certain, as long as they are seen, the trees and the flowers and fields in my life will always be green, yeah. At you secretly, and you said, what'd you do that for? And I said, so that you know if there's a door that you can knock on when you need. And hopefully, behind that door, you will find me. You know, you know, you know, 'cause the trees are green today. And I don't know how long. Trees and flowers and fields in my life will always be green, yeah. Everybody said, David, let's go swimming. Stop short to look at my reflection. Climb down here with me in the mud, and you will see you're not above suspicion. Look upon the cross up there. Don't worry, but pay attention still. For you, he's up there and you're free. Pay attention and you'll see the things as they should be. You know, 'cause the trees are green today. And I don't know how long that they will stay that way, but one thing's for certain, as long as they are seen, the trees and flowers and fields in my life will always be green. Here we go now.
Thank you.